Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about built-in refrigeration. And what we mean by that are kind of like your larger 84-inch tall refrigerators, brands like a Sub-Zero, a Thermador, those sort of professional style refrigeration. And we're gonna talk about all-in-one refrigerators with kind of a 36-inch width and bottom freezer like historically has been around in those professional refrigerators. Columns, which Thermador kind of integrated into the market about maybe 8-10 years ago, which are separate refrigerator and freezer columns that you can merge together or have them separate, different sizes, however you wanted to do that, gave you some flexibility in your kitchen design. And now we're starting to see some larger all-in-one built-in refrigerators where you have a 42 and a 48-inch bottom freezer all-in-one. Yep. So a lot there and a lot to consider.
Sure.
How do you help someone guide through all that?
Yeah, I think you just need to understand Sub-Zero built this business. It's unequivocal. That's mm-hmm. who it was. And for the longest time, a 36-inch single swing yep. door bottom freezer. We consider that, we'll use different terms, but that's considered a built-in refrigerator,
yeah.
meaning fridge and freezer combined into one physical body.
Correct.
Okay. Now, 36 single door mm-hmm. was the standard. You had 42-inch, you know, side by side, 48-inch side by side, and that was kind of the beast of it. 36, 42, 48.
Yeah.
But when you got above 36, you only had really side by sides. To your point, Thermador made these columns. What we're seeing, and that kind of had a run.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody has columns, everybody has built-ins.
Yep.
It's not just, it's Thermador, Sub-Zero, Miele, Blue Star, SKS, Fisher-Paykel.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes
on.
Monogram. The list continues to go on, right? So there's a lot of players in the space. And I think that's a good thing for consumers. Having said that, I think what we will see is this run on columns that mm-hmm. were really kind of the sleek new thing that gave all this flexibility of being put together to be merged to be two units, but come together as one, or that simple flexibility you talked about. Sub-Zero is kind of changing that once again,
mm-hmm.
right? So they came out with a 42 and a 48-inch French door.
Yep.
That is the monster now. And why is a French door a monster versus that old single mm-hmm. door I talked about? Is because we put islands in every kitchen.
Yep.
And a split door helps keep that big, massive door away from that island yep. that is tight and would otherwise hit or
yeah.
really create a bottleneck. So by them recently in 23, end of 23, releasing now, they had a 42-inch French door.
Yep.
They've been out. So we started to already see the migration from 36 to now 42, because Americans want bigger.
Yeah.
And in these types of kitchens that can do a built-in, a lot of times they can afford the space. The homes may be a bit bigger.
Right.
So we saw 42 almost take over 36. Still sold a lot of both, but
yeah.
you sold more 42s than 36. Now they've added the 48. So I think really what you're gonna see is you're gonna see in the built-in space, you're gonna see 42 become replace the 36, and that's going to be the standard.
Yeah.
And you'll see more 48 sold.
Yeah.
And I think 36 will continue to be on a skid. Still out there. This is coupled with Thermador, the other brand that has been out there and grabbed a lot of market share and been a dominant player. They as well will have a 42 and a 48. Backed by brands like True having mm-hmm. bigger all-in-one units. Backed by, even a brand like Jennier has
yeah.
bigger units. So the point I'm saying is, I think this will now be the trend, and the all-in-one does a bunch of things. Going back to that all-in-one style, it's ease of installation. It is, it's one unit
yeah.
as opposed to two. You get wide food
Absolutely.
And people that entertain want
yeah.
wide. And I will tell you this when we talk about price. I don't think price is a huge difference between the two, but I think even when you're looking at a 36-inch fridge, to this big 48-inch, and they were all French door refrigerators, 36 to mm-hmm. 42, 48. The cost difference from the 36 to the 48, when you're spending that kind of money,
yeah.
isn't a huge one. And we always saw that with built-in refrigerators, that it was never so much the cost, because the cost wasn't a significant difference to actually go bigger. It's just the yin and yang of space,
yeah.
and can I fit one versus the other, and what integrates most easily into my space.
Yeah.
So I think that's gonna be the big trend. I mean,
yeah.
I think you'll continue to have columns, they'll exist. I think they have a place,
yeah.
and I don't think they're going anywhere, but I think the manufacturers are going to follow the industry leader who is sub-zero, as we're already seeing, and it's only going to continue to add to those sizes.
Yeah, and certainly in columns, you can get a little bit wider if you wanted it, two 30-inch columns and get in a 60-inch total. But just like you're seeing, you know, it's people use a lot more refrigerator space than freezer space. So those just fit the consumer's needs better for the most part. And, you know, we're starting to see a big run on those larger French doors, which I think is, they're great refrigerators. And I think you're going to start to see, like you said, since Sub-Zero's come out with them, you'll start to see a lot more options on the market there. So, yeah. All right, that's everything with that built-in refrigerators.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw? Give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.